What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and using my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how a lot of narcissistic people, most narcissistic people, are always preparing just in case you decide to leave. Always got one foot in, out the door, one foot out the door. A lot of times they have backup supplies and things like this. And one reason behind this, y'all, just coming from the perspective of a narcissist in therapy, y'all know, if you've been following me for any kind of time period, I've been in psychotherapy for the last 5 years. So one of the things I realized is that a lot of narcissistic people have, you know, childhood trauma. A lot of us have abandonment issues and things like that. And we, you know, have issues and dealings with people that, you know, we think people are going to always leave us. You know what I mean? We think people are going to leave. And, you know, when people leave out of our lives, is one of the most painful experiences that we can have. One of the most painful experiences that anybody can have, point blank, period. But the abandonment issues run deep and they stem from childhood. You know, it shows you that the stuff that goes on in your childhood will definitely have a serious effect on your adulthood and your adult life and things like that. So a lot of narcissistic people, you always feel like, and y'all know this too, because the dynamic does exist. The dynamic does exist with a lot of narcissistic people where you see it and you understand it is happening. You, like I said, it's right there in your face. You mean they have one foot in the door, one foot out the door. They stay constantly in contact with their exes and things like that. They don't, like I said, they keep messaging people on social media and stuff like that when you've asked them not to. You've asked them not to follow certain people. You've asked them to unfollow certain people and they refuse to do so. You know, they keep having a lot of narcissistic people want to have backup plans just in case. Sometimes, and this is true for some relationship dynamics, sometimes you were the backup plan. And you might have got upgraded or you might have got picked or whatever the situation dynamic may be. You might have been their affair partner. You might have been their side chick or their side dude. You mean, and now you the main person. But you know how it goes. If you're the side chick or the side dude, or if you were the new supply, you mean the new supply, the side supply, whatever, you know how it goes. Somebody has to take your spot. There's an empty spot now. So somebody has to take your spot. You know, that's how it goes. You got upgraded. Hey, you won, right? You won this battle. So now your spot is open. So that narcissistic person is coming for some. They got to refill your spot because a lot of these abandonment issues come out when you hear that narcissist, when you try to lead that narcissistic person. They'll tell you straight up about their abandonment issue. They'll say stuff like, you know, everybody leaves me. Just leave me like everybody else does. Of course, that's manipulation, but a lot of times it can stem from actual abandonment issues. And this is not me. Oh my God, I forgot how to say this. This is not me trying to get you to feel sorry for narcissistic people, y'all. You can empathize with them, absolutely empathize with them, what they've been through in their childhood or maybe sometimes in their adult life or their adolescence and things like that. But it doesn't make up for what they're doing to you or what they're putting you through. It's not a justification for what they are doing to you. Yeah, you can empathize with narcissistic people, but it does not justify. You can empathize, but it does not justify, I'm trying to make it rhyme, what they put you through, what they're doing to you. So yeah, they can absolutely have abandonment issues and childhood trauma and stuff like that. But does that justify what they're doing to you? Does it justify the cheating, the lying, the manipulating, the gaslighting, the verbal assaults, the mental assaults, the physical assault sometimes? Does that justify those behaviors? Some people are just like, well, yeah, Lee, you got to give him a chance. No, you don't have to give him a second, third, or fourth chance. You don't have. Everybody doesn't deserve a second chance. I'm going to close my eyes and drink some water real quick. Needed that. I was about to get high, about to get heated on y'all real quick. That water cooled me down. I didn't get frustrated with y'all, seriously. But that's the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people, y'all, a lot of toxic people. That's literally the mindset of how things go right there. A lot of times you get into these situations, these dynamics where they have backup plans. They are always like, me personally, I've been afraid for people to leave all the time. Even right now, I'm afraid for my wife to leave, but I don't have a backup supply. Anyway, because now that's what therapy is for. Did I originally have people I would kind of flirt with back in the past, just kind of keep tabs on them, just like, well, if my wife leaves me, I can go to this person. I don't want to be alone. A lot of narcissists don't want to be alone. It's abandonment issues, but it's also the fear of being alone as well. Because, oh my goodness, I'm gonna do a video about this. I just inspired myself to do a whole nother video about the shadow person and stuff like that. It's gonna be a scary, dark video. Y'all might not like me tomorrow after that video, but I'm gonna tell y'all how my therapy experience. But that's how it goes though, y'all. A lot of us don't want to be alone. So we need somebody there. We need, I guess what y'all call it, supply. You need supply. We need somebody to validate our existences and our experiences and stuff like that. So we don't want to be alone. So they have backup plans. Just because they have backup plans does not mean that they're cheating on you. Sometimes the backup person doesn't know that they're a backup person. They're just flirting. They're just friendly and stuff like that. But in the narcissist's mind, it's like, I can see myself with you. In case my wife or my husband leaves me, my boyfriend or girlfriend breaks up with me, I can see myself with you, and I can just slide over here. I can just slide over here real easy. I can apply some pressure because I can re-energy. I got enough energy from you to let me know that it's like, hey, if I applied a little bit of pressure, could this go the way I wanted to go? Those type of vibes right there. You see what I'm saying? Because that happens quite. That happens when you deal with a lot of narcissistic people, y'all. That's the mindset that goes into a lot of the toxic people. It just is. I tell this to people all the time. This is the mindset. This is what you're dealing with. This is who you are dealing with. Some people, of course, don't want to hear it because it's coming from me, a narcissist himself. When I tell them, y'all know my goal now. I'm genuine as hell with y'all. I've been doing this for over 2 years now. Like I can't explain it no more. You know what I mean? I started my podcast in July of 2019. So I've been doing it for 3 years via the podcast. But my TikTok account, I started May of 2020, my mental health one. So it's been over three years of me doing this. People's like, I just want to know his intentions. Hey, well, I don't trust him. What long game do y'all think I'm playing right now? He's like, he's going to be president one day. When he's 60, he wants to be president. So he's manipulating the world now in his 30s. Like, come on now. I want to say I get it, but I still don't. I'm going to be real with you. I don't get it. But a lot of narcissists, like, again, even if, like, this doesn't just apply to relationships either, y'all. A lot of narcissists are afraid for their kids to leave. So sometimes, like, their kids growing up, kids getting older, sometimes they'll convince you to have another baby with them. Like, you know what? Let's have another baby because they like that. They like the kid stuff. Let's get another pet just in case the pet, you know, just in case they have a backup pet. Just in case their favorite pet is about to pass away or something like that, or the pet's getting older. Let's get a backup pet. Hey, let's get another cat. The cat needs a friend. Let's do that. The kid, we need another kid and stuff like that. You get to these minds. I'm just telling y'all. I'm just getting y'all the inner workings of a narcissistic person, y'all. The inner workings of a narcissist's mind. Just keep it in hot with you. You know what I mean? Hot and ready, hot and fresh, like a little Caesar's pizza, like, you know how it is. So sometimes they're like, but just because they're preparing for you, I'm gonna say this real quick, y'all. Just because they're prepping for you to leave doesn't mean that they're going to leave you. Sometimes they'll do it. Sometimes they feel like your energy is shifting, or they feel like you're disconnected from them, or they get disconnected from you, they'll replace you to get a fresh connection with somebody else. But just because they're plotting, or they're planning for you to leave just in case, doesn't mean that they're going to leave you. They'll stay with you for a long time and just have this side person waiting in the wings. You know what I mean? I've seen affair partners stick around and be on the side for decades. You said decades, Lee? There's no way affair partners last that long. Decades of being side chicks, decades of being side dudes, decades. I haven't talked to the decades of side dudes, but I've talked to side women on the side, affair partners, what a mistresses. You know what I mean? I've talked to a few that have been on the side for decades, waiting for that narcissistic person. They keep them on the side. They keep them on the side. Sometimes they're actually sleeping with these side supplies, the backup supplies. They're actually sleeping with them. So, again, if they slept with them, if they kept them on the side, they have these long-term, like, this is my mindset on this, y'all. If a narcissistic person has a long-term affair, toxic person has a long-term affair partner, and then you find out and you forgive them for having a long-term affair, they love that person. They're not going to let that person go there easily. I promise you. You're going to forgive them, take them back, and they're going to wait for a little while, and they'll be right back over there sleeping with them. But I don't understand the dynamics of how the human mind works. Y'all are forgiving people. Well, Lee, you said that like you're not human. Y'all humans, you humans are forgiving people. I am not a human. I told y'all that I am a narcissistic robot. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Toronto, Canada, November the 19th. In a couple days, I'll be in Austin, Texas, y'all, for the weekend. Come through Austin, Texas, NARC Avengers, N-A-R-C, Avengers.com. Check the site out. Get registered up. I'll see y'all in Texas and Toronto on the 19th, y'all. Thank you, thank you. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.